This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 330, recorded Wednesday, December 28th, 2006, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Well, sorry, that's not my usual electric kazoo. This is my metal kazoo.
Metal kazoo?
Yes.
Who the no may had such a thing?
It was a classic metal.
Classic metal. Hard metal. Hard rock.
Well, I brought it with me in order to ensure that I could still perform the theme song here in my remote location.
Excellent.
Yes, I am here in the state of Florida.
Ah.
You've heard of Florida, right?
I have.
For some reason, right?
I have heard of Florida.
Yes, so as I briefly told you before the show, I have two laptops lashed together, connected through a Xenix 302 USB mixer, and a ATR2100 USB XLR dual microphone, with one output hooked into the mixer and the other output hooked into the computer so you can hear me.
Excellent.
And it all fits in a carry-on. Makes me think I need a bigger suit. Anyway, so how's your week?
It's a week. It's definitely a week. The last week of the year, and I'm all too ready for the next year.
You're excited about 2017?
Oh, yes. Always, you know, a new year always brings a chance to start fresh. The errors and mistakes and pains of the past are now opportunities and chances for betterment and improvement and successes.
Okay, well, I have some hopes for 2017 as well. I'm hoping to successfully. But right now, as I said, I'm here having family, so I'm technically vacationing.
Vacation. Yes. I don't know what that is.
Well, today I went to the Venice of America. Have you ever been to the Venice of America?
I've never even heard of such a thing. Are there many canals?
Yes.
And in the canals, are there like boats with people pushing themselves along with big sticks?
No. I did. I'm told there are gondolas somewhere there, but no, I did not see. I did see the world's largest yacht. Also, the world's third largest yacht.
Wow.
By the way, since you didn't know, Fort Lauderdale is the Venice of America.
Really? I did not know that. I wonder why.
You've heard of the Intercoastal Waterway?
Yes.
A lot of waterways.
Oh.
So there are all these houses of rich people and these canals. And very interesting.
Cool.
No, I've been coming down here for a long time, but I Fort Lauderdale because I happened to. And today I just happened to. Why don't we go see a different part of the area? A few years ago, I did the same thing and saw part of Miami, though. So it was interesting. I recommend look around.
Word is that we may move to Fort Lauderdale.
You're going to move to Fort Lauderdale? You're thinking of moving?
Well, maybe.
Okay, well, if you do, then I can definitely promise you that in the event that I am visiting my family in South Florida, I would come and see.
Sweet.
It's a little harder in Jackson. I definitely would go to Boca.
Sure, I understand.
And my grandfather has a car down here that he's not allowed to drive. They'd love the chance for me to, you know, break out the 2004 Mercury.
Uh-huh.
Since I used to own a Mercury Sable, I'm very familiar with how that. Anyway, so this was also a interesting year in Android.
It was.
Well, this year seems to be the year that there's less on any given week that really shocks.
Yeah, but it all adds up, right?
Yeah, no, there's always something for us to talk about. But what I'm saying is, it used to be that there was a lot happening every week. There's always something happening every week. But it's not quite at the level it used to. I think this means that Android is maturing.
I think so. I would agree.
In fact, this goes into the first story on the list, where one individual has predicted that 2017 in Android is probably to be awesome.
Probably.
Isn't probably good?
Probably is good.
So,
and the reason that he says that is because 2016 was a pretty good year for Android. We had excellent phones come out. It's going to be a good year.
You have the Pixel line, although I'm going to miss the Nexus.
Well, okay, so his theory on the Pixel is that the makers of the Nexus 6P.
Huawei.
Huawei.
No,
Huawei.
No,
Huawei. Yeah, that.
Huawei.
Well, they pulled out. So HTC had to take over and kind of, you know, quickly come up with the Pixel. Well, now that the Pixel's out, if HTC keeps control or is going to produce the next Pixel, then they're not in such a big rush. So they can take their time and get a better phone out. And I like that theory because I'm not real sold on the Pixel or the Pixel XL.
Well, I'm sold on it on the level that I think that they understood that it was time for them to take a little control of the market and show the Nexus was a reference brand for, and the Pixel seems to be a reference brand for everybody else.
Okay, I'll buy that.
So I think it's sort of, this is what we can do, and we want to show you what we're capable of. Now, suggesting that they were rushed in DC and what they came up with means that if they want to show us what they're capable of, at least, then they're going to come up with something better next year.
Yep.
On the other hand, I like the Nexus. I have a Nexus. And
I
if
like
I want
the lines on it. I just think the Nexus is a nice-looking phone, and the Pixel is not.
Well, you have the other part of the problem. Both of us want to stay with Fi, and in a year or so, we want to replace our phones. What do we do?
We're probably going to have to go with the Pixel 2.
Well, there's the other option. Technically, you could activate, you could put a Fi SIM into their phone, but
right.
Which might
work. But I bounce between T-Mobile and Sprint quite a bit.
So does mine. You know, sometimes you have to make compromise.
Sure. But not for my phone, dang it. Some of the other things you mentioned were Samsung, and they're completely, like the front of their phone is going to be completely display with, you know, a fingerprint reader under the glass.
You also have the, you know, Motorola experimental mod.
LG's probably going to, their modular phone.
Yeah.
Or was that Motorola?
Motorola did the Moto Z, which had the LG sort of tried something like that, but they weren't quite as
successful. Yeah, we'll see.
But in sort of a companion story to that, Ron Amadio over at Ars Technica aired his Festivus grievance, suggesting that groupthink makes Android OEMs collectively dumb.
Right.
Which I thought
his was... big option was, or his big example of that was just because, okay, his example was Apple got rid of
the headphone jack.
Headphone jack on the iPhone 7. So now other Android OEMs are saying, hey, let's do that too. Even though Android users pretty much universally say, no, don't do that.
Well, you have the other part of it. And groupthink is a problem all over. It's basically the other guys are making a smartwatch, so let's make a smartwatch also. That certainly is a noticeable problem. But notice we seem to go back and forth on that issue between, one, why can't everybody take their cue from Google and do what they're doing, you know, stock software, what have you? And the alternative, which is why aren't any of the manufacturers trying anything? So it's sort of an interesting point that everybody jumping on a bandwagon makes them collectively dumb, according to Ron. Conversely, we're always asking people to try new things.
No,
I'm just saying it's not really that binary.
John Brodkin had a different complaint. His complaint was, why can't my phone remember that I'm signed in to my TV provider?
I have that problem all the time, but not with my phone. I have it with the Roku. I'm tired of re-signing.
I don't know. Do they just, are their cookies just really short or what?
I think they just want, they don't want to make it so convenient because most of these companies are holding a legacy model.
Okay, so you're contending that it is by design.
Well, I'm contending that they're not putting that much effort into making it. Design suggests that they're deliberately making it hard. I'm suggesting that they're just not motivated to. So, similar result, different version of them. So they're not trying to torpedo people in their apps. They decided to do them. They're just doing a half-measured job on it.
Okay, so you contend that it is incompetence, not malice.
What's a level below it? Incompetence suggests that, how about indifference? I might go with possibly lack of resources, not the problem. Look at the recent cable box debate, one of the last big debates that the current FCC chairman, Tom Wheeler, was, where he said that everybody should have the right to buy their own cable box that has service provided on it. There was a lot of fighting about it, and then ultimately that this was going to be avoided by making it so that providers had to provide apps on future platform, which, by the way, they're not going to do. Let's look at Roku, what I have here. Roku has a Spectrum app for the Time Warner cable app, which is the only one that I noticed on from their services. Meanwhile, you have Comcast, Fios, Cox, etc., who do not have an app for them. Now, you do have TV Everywhere, which are those apps, which channel get an app. But as mentioned, you have to sign into each one, and it frequently logs you out of the door. So it's a pain in the neck to me. Now, I do it here, as I mentioned, I'm visiting. So I do it here because there's no point in having cable set up in guest room. I just log into, I can't do my normal on demand. So I just catch up a few programs. Although admittedly this week there's nothing on, but on a positive note, there are plenty of things on demand that I wanted to catch up.
If you have Netflix, I highly recommend Travelers.
Too late. I already watched it.
Would you also recommend it?
I thought it was very well done. Although I was extremely frustrated.
With the ending?
Well, by the end, it seemed like they were changing the premise. It seemed like after, you know, they were very consistent with how things were working for the first few episodes, but it seemed like they were setting up in the last episode to completely change all the rules in the previous, assuming they have a second, which I gather they're. So my assumption
it hasn't been absolutely confirmed, but I suspect they will.
Yeah, but would you, without giving anything away, would you concur with the assessment it looked like by the expected up until that point?
Yeah, the revelation of who the director is was, I thought, a good twist.
Yeah, but that wasn't, again, that wasn't one. Yes,
you were talking about
the
now change. Instead of one force, there are two.
I couldn't hear you there.
Instead of there being one Vision, there were two.
Something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was turning the conflict.
I thought it was turning the conflict in.
You can never tell what's going to happen with time travel and messing with the past. I mean, you'd never think that deflecting an asteroid would be bad, but
well, things happen. But either way, good cast, interesting character, worth watching. And
you know what? I never have to re-log into Netflix.
I have one device where I have to, but I think it's the device, not Netflix. But the thing is, that's the only way Netflix delivers its content. It cares about that experience. So it goes back to my point that the cable providers do not get the bulk of their money from apps. Have the apps retain a certain level of the market going away from them. It's not where their money comes from. So again, it's not incompetent. More, that's not where they see their money in the effort. Anyway, there's an interesting opinion piece. The problem with default launchers and why OEM should pointers from alternatives. I thought you'd find this interesting because I know the alternative launchers.
I don't, but it was a good point that the point of the article was, our dear listeners, that every manufacturer of Android phones has their own customized launcher. They customize pretty much everything, some good, some bad. There are some really, if they don't want to use the default launcher, there are some really good universal launchers out there. Nova Launcher was identified as being one of the prime examples.
Action Launcher is also fairly great.
So instead of creating a experience that only exists on their particular platform, they could improve the experience over the native launcher, but still allow for familiarity between makes, or at least take some lessons from those launchers.
Yeah, that's why I thought the article. And in a rare commentary, the next three stories are...
So yeah, Cyanogen and Cyanogen Mod.
Yes.
It's all going away.
Yes.
They said they were going to shut down operations no later than the 31st of December. And then they shut down operations within like 2 days. And everybody was, what? How did that happen? What happened?
Well, the Cyanogen Mod services were tangled up with the Cyanogen Incorporated, which meant since the corporation is having trouble, they couldn't support the open source project. Is that a simple
which
way?
Which means, in essence, no more builds, period.
Yeah, but the source will be publicly available.
And if you want... Android Central has an excellent article on pretty much the entire history of Cyanogen Mod and how it came to be here. Yep. It is.
And on at least one hopeful note.
Yes.
There is a fork. Continue.
Called Lineage. Lineage OS.
I like the name.
Basically, it is, from what I can tell, it is the same vision as Cyanogen Mod before Cyanogen Mod had to monetize.
So the idea is a Android-based OS that has no dependency, but can support those dependencies. So you can have Google apps if you want them independent, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
Which is fine with me. I think that's a good option to say, I want a version of Android that doesn't have Google dependency. But at the same time, maybe I want some of these. I should, especially with more and more going into...
A lot is going on. I mean, even basic services are going into...
I wouldn't object if those were upgradable packages, but them being this gigantic thing... I don't like too many of them together. Well, I thought about that a lot. My mother decided to buy one of the $40 little fires and then came to me complaining that she couldn't get Chrome on it or Gmail. So do you know what I did?
I didn't know that. You put Cyanogen Mod on it?
No, I installed Google Play Services. So she could. I basically installed Google Play Services and the Play Store so she could download apps from the Play Store, including Gmail and Chrome. But it made me think about this particular issue, especially considering how much you can't get on a fire. Support for the Amazon App Store compared to the Play Store.
Yes. Well, for those of you who want to check out Lineage OS, it is at lineageos.org. They are still working on getting all set up with builds and stuff and mirrors, etc.
And they could use.
They could.
And I would consider. I wouldn't consider Lineage as a driver right now with my devices, but I would consider installing it on something.
I suspect that it'll be largely indistinguishable from CyanogenMod.
Yeah, but remember, I haven't put CyanogenMod on.
That's true.
I don't think
you have. The only thing I ever put CyanogenMod on was my Nook.
I had it on the because software support in the early Verizon days was...
Yeah.
Now, with software support getting better, security patches coming out, it's been less of an issue. I'd still like to have the opportunity to see what... Anyway, in non-Android-specific news, Amazon has denied police access to Echo recordings per case.
Which is interesting. I mean, good, but also odd that the Echo was recording and that those recordings exist for access to them to be denied.
Well, the thing is, it's never been clear from Amazon, and I don't think exactly how they handle that. Some recordings are stored in order to the quality, but the question is how much. And officially, it's only recording commands that you said to it. It is not recording when you have not said the trigger word.
Yeah. You know, I don't mean to sidetrack us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I kind of do. So last night,
I have nowhere to be.
My mom, my dad, and I were sitting on the couch.
Okay.
It was Monday night because we were watching the Dallas game.
Okay.
And we were talking about Google and their assistant and saying, okay, Google, and my phone just woke up. And when I would say, okay, Google, then all three of our phones would wake up and start listening. But my phone would not respond to either one of them saying it.
Did you use the training function?
Not that I'm aware of.
Because I know there's training op that over time it gets more.
I just thought it was interesting. And I was satisfied with that my phone did not respond to either one of them saying.
And these things are going to get better over time. But it's interesting to see. They did give them other information on the account queries. But so the question is, I think they don't want to say. Because it would open them up to a lot of requests. And then some sad news.
Well, I think I believe they have to be storing it, because if they weren't storing it, then the answer would have been, I don't have that. Sorry.
Well, we don't know what degree. And I don't think they want to tell that, because it does make a sad bit of news. Carrie Fisher.
Yep.
I thought I'd mention.
Well, here's one of those stories that you don't have to explain to me who it is. I know who.
Sometimes I pick more offbeat. But Carrie Fisher had a heart attack on flight. She was taken to the hospital, died.
Yep.
There's not much to say about it.
That's fine.
It does. If anybody's interested, I added just an update on legal cases that Ars Technica thought would. We have a long stuff of talking, mostly mobile.
And the sad point is that none of these current statuses is encouraging.
So we have a case involving a terrorist Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Portland, Oregon. So basically, there was an effort to overturn the conviction on the grounds that the surveillance was initially by the suspect. So there's a lot of argument about what surveillance it states. It's definitely an interesting read. You also have...
Good luck.
Which one?
The next one.
What, Wikimedia versus NSA?
No, United States versus Hasbajrami?
Yeah, but they're both basically... Yeah, I'll go into...
Right, but the first one was...
This is Muhammad basically...
was not a U.S. citizen, but Hasbajrami was.
Yeah.
Either way, it's...
It's basically Section 702. So basically what it comes to is he was spied upon by the United States government, which the government can do that. One with an American.
Yep. And then, back to 702.
Yeah, then you
get...
Then you get to Wikimedia versus...
Wikimedia versus the NSA. Wikimedia is saying, the owners of Wikipedia, are saying that because the NSA is tapping lines that go overseas, then they are...
engaged in illegal search and seizure.
Right. Now, the court has said that you can't prove that they are. You can't prove injuries. So we're going to dismiss the case.
And basically, the ACLU argued that since it's one of the most highly trafficked on the internet, it had to have been captured in the NSA's current. So it's impossible that might have happened.
But no damages were actually, no injury actually occurred. So they have no basis for suing.
Other than they're trying to establish.
Right.
Then you have a U.S. versus Graham, which is basically people who voluntarily disclose their location will carry their phone, whether or not they have an reasonable...
And apparently the answer to that is no.
But see, here's where we get to the issue of, do you voluntarily disclose your location to a mobile carrier? A mobile carrier can figure out your location anytime. They can triangulate it off of a tower. So the question, as precondition of having a phone, actually agreed that they have the right to track it.
Well, the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that, you do not have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and therefore getting that information is not a violation of your Fourth Amendment right.
Oh, that one I disagree with. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you.
Well, but, no, the thing is that you may have you may be aware that your cell phone company has the right to determine your location for some monitoring, but the government should still be required to basically get a search warrant to look at that, which initially they did.
Right. And then the Dread Pirate Roberts, the Silk Road operator, or yeah. Alleged. No, I guess we could say he was the Silk Road. He was convicted, right? So I don't have to say alleged.
Yes. He was convicted of being the creator of... So basically, the whole question on that, you know, comes with, one, how do you prove things? So the government says that he was caught red-handed, whereas he says that...
He is also accusing agents of corruption and... Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying he's necessarily the... But basically, it's not quite that.
But the bottom line is that he has an appeal in progress that the Second Circuit is expected to rule on in the next few months.
So we'll see what happens. I'm just happy that people who know more about this than I do on it.
Yeah. Anyway, the link will be in the show notes, and it's a very interesting, if depressing, read.
Yeah. I just thought it would be a good way to sum up the show that we've always had, which as you, people who talk about mobile devices, what rights we have in the...
It's also a good statement on, a good summary of how privacy laws have progressed in 2016. Specifically, that they really don't seem to have progressed forward. They seem to have progressed backwards.
It's not even private. It's not privacy laws per se. It's applying, you know, search and seizure rights that we generally have, that the criteria to look at personal information, even if it's accessible by the government, should have a higher...
And positive news, however.
Yeah, I like to hear
Google Drive has dropped their prices.
Yeah, they now have annual plans.
Yep. So you can get 15 gig for free.
Yeah.
Or you could pay $1.99 a month or $20 a year and get 100 gig. Or you could pay $10 a month or $100 a year and get a terabyte.
Not a bad deal. If you...
Nope. Although I wonder what a terabyte on S3 will cost you.
Well, they just
probably more than $10 a month.
Well, they just lowered their prices. You've been following S3. One second. This is going to bother me. Know that they... So let's see here. Cloud
storage. Okay, so it's $23 per gig for the first 50 terabyte.
$23 per gig?
So that would be, yep. So that would make out to $23 a month for a terabyte. Definitely cheaper. Now you can go with infrequent access, which will get you to $12.50 a terabyte. Or you can go Glacier, which is basically... offline backup, and it will take you a few hours to get access to the information once you request it for $4 for a terabyte a month.
I can live with
so that. Yeah,
still a great deal with that. With
yeah, a terabyte for $10 a month is an excellent price, or even less if you pay by the year.
I would pay by year.
Sure.
Anyway, so this is our last show of 2017. Final thoughts?
We'll be back in a whole new brand new year. Isn't that exciting?
And I will be back in studio, which I'm always excited about. I'm curious to hear how my little setup here with the smallest, how that compared to the higher quality.
I think you sound great. I mean, we'll see how it ends up on the recording, but
well, I have to do
what I'm hearing is pretty good.
Yeah, but what I have to do is a little more post-processing, and that's just because a lot of the stuff I hardware, bring the hardware, so that would include a little, not that there's any hiss. Anyway, shall we adjourn until 2007?
I will talk to you next year.
Happy New Year celebration.
And I did. So Happy New Year to you as well.
Well, that was for our listeners. So until next year, Jerry.
Until next year. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.